The region marked the fifth anniversary of Superstorm Sandy about 10 days ago. But hundreds of families affected by the storm are still trying to put their lives back in order, even those who had flood insurance. A few years ago, lawyers, politicians, and even judges determined that thousands of homeowners were systematically underpaid by insurance companies. So FEMA, the federal agency that oversees the flood program, announced it would take an independent look at any suspect claim. Now, a joint investigation by public radio stations WSHU and WNYC finds that victims were once again shortchanged, but this time by FEMA. WSHU's Charles Lane reported the story. In the first of two reports, he begins with one family that struggled for years to get FEMA to process their claim fairly after their home was ruined by Sandy.
Everything looked normal at first. Fran and Steve Adelson were returning home after having evacuated for Sandy. Then they opened the front door, and their lives would be upended for the next 5 years.
Everything was in a different place. Like, you open the door, why is that piece of furniture over here? You couldn't wrap your head around it.
4.5 feet of water washed through their house, but they thought it would be okay. They had $250,000 in flood insurance. The adjuster would come out and they would rebuild. But Adelson thought both adjusters who came out to assess the damage were incompetent.
I don't think they knew what they were doing. They were just people that were just pulled from all over the country.
And then she got the offer from the insurance company. Only $56,000 to rebuild an entire house.
I started to cry because I was like, we lost everything.
Adelson was like thousands of others who got sloppy lowball estimates done by inexperienced adjusters. Some policyholders had it worse. Their insurance companies altered damage reports after the fact. Some reports were even forged. Some 1,600 policyholders hired lawyers and waged a 2-year legal battle. Finally, the complaints boiled over. Congress got involved and held hearings.
What I've come to believe is that structurally, the system is stacked against policyholders.
That was New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez at a Senate banking hearing in the summer of 2014. By the following spring, after more complaints came in, FEMA offered to reopen any Sandy claim that a homeowner felt was underpaid. Then Administrator Craig Fugate promised lawmakers that it would be a fair and efficient process. Sandy victims would be made whole, and they wouldn't even need to hire a lawyer.
Those that did not receive that still had concerns, we're going to open up a process to begin looking at those.
And that's what Fran Adelson did.
We did. We got a letter.
She was one of 19,000 property owners who asked to have their claims reviewed.
We decided to do it on our own. We didn't want to go to an attorney at first.
FEMA processed her claim, but decided not to give her any more money.
Yeah, I just remember, like, really being pissed off.
Fed up, she hired a lawyer. The lawyer pushed her case all the way to arbitration. The judge awarded her another $31,000. Even though it was the same house, the same damage report, the same estimates, the same everything. Of course, she had to pay the attorney about a quarter of that.
Why should a homeowner have to go through an attorney if FEMA's opening it up? I could have used that extra $7,000, $8,000. I'm out that money.
But it's a good thing she did hire a lawyer. Homeowners who didn't go to arbitration were paid an average of 30% less than those who did, according to FEMA data. That comes to almost $4,500 per homeowner.
When FEMA realized that homeowners meant business, they would take a closer look as opposed to just a fly-by-night kind of like BS initial offer.
Melissa Luckman is a nonprofit lawyer for the Disaster Law Clinic at Toro Law Center. She represented about 115 homeowners. To her, more troubling than a low offer was a zero offer. 2,700 people asked for a review, but FEMA gave them nothing.
No, I think the zero offers were from adjusters who had no clue what they were doing and just wanted to offer $0 to close out files.
One reason homeowners kept getting low offers was that FEMA continued to rely on the same fraudulent damage reports that cheated victims in the first place. FEMA says those were the only reports available. But Luckman says that meant the homeowner had to hire an engineer to get an honest damage report.
It's absolutely unfair because our homeowners, they should not have been forced to spend $1,000, $2,000, $3,000.
Adjusters working for FEMA point to another reason payments to victims were low. It was called the McKinsey tool because it was designed in part by McKinsey & Company, the elite consulting firm. Instead of doing a detailed review of the original claim, FEMA workers filled out a simple spreadsheet. Jeff Major is a public adjuster who advocates for policyholders. He says the form didn't allow adjusters to make important distinctions. For example, what kind of wood floor a homeowner may have had.
If it is a wood floor and it's just slats of pine, that's different from a parquet mahogany floor. And there could be a $20,000 swing in a house on that number.
Nonetheless, homeowners could ignore all these lowball tactics and push towards arbitration before a neutral judge. If they did that, Major says FEMA would often make a higher offer at the last minute.
There was a period of time where you would say, no, I just want to go to neutral. And the day before or 2 days before the neutral, you got a real offer.
Usually in the insurance world, if a case is disputed, the carrier would pay the undisputed amount up front and then pay what's left after the case is decided. But FEMA even withheld the undisputed amount. This angered lawmakers because it was a way to hold victims hostage to FEMA's opinion. Despite all these complaints, FEMA stands by the results. Head of the flood insurance program, Roy Wright, says the scope of reopening Sandy claims was unprecedented.
I do look at our performance over the last 2.5 years, and I believe that we have delivered for policyholders.
But that performance wasn't always delivered willingly. About 2,500 policyholders had to ask judges for more money than what FEMA wanted to pay. Back in 2015, FEMA resisted the idea of third-party arbitration judges. But now, after thousands of victims had to hire lawyers, Wright acknowledges that arbitration was necessary to, quote, fill in the gaps.
And I think that was a good and right thing for us to do, to ensure that everyone got a fair shake.
Ultimately, federal lawmakers say despite the rocky road, the review did help many people finally get paid fairly. FEMA did give victims an extra $240 million in total. Another group of people did very well in the review also, private contractors. More on that in part two of this story. Charles Lane, WSHU News.
And we'll have part two tomorrow on Morning Edition.